Blog Talk Radio.
Presidential pandering. That's what you got last night. Presidential pandering by candidates who prepared for this debate, who prepared to demonstrate their knowledge. But there was one flaw. They spoke politics. They spoke from each of their party's platform. And the party's platforms are decrepit. They're weak. They're not sturdy. They weren't built to last. I am built to last. What I can do in the White House will last. Bringing a standard to the presidency, to elections, with character, integrity, truthfulness, honesty, all the good stuff. I'm broadcasting live from our family car as I pull into a parking spot, so do allow me these few seconds, and let me start. Hello, America, our 50 states, everyone in our 50 states, and in the District of Columbia, and in our territories, and to everyone around the world. Because if I'm in the White House, I also care about you. But it's going to be America first, and when we get solid, but in the meantime, if something pops up, I'm there for you. And hello, world. Our co-inhabitant life, wildlife, domestic animals, our resources, our oceans, our air, our land masses. No more pollution. We take on responsibility. Otherwise, we crap on all of us. And no fracking. That's one thing I can hand to Hillary Clinton, except her tax policy sucks. And hello, Tink. I am Curtis Clinton. I am nobody vying for the presidency, and it's that nobody static that has come between you and me. Because I'm nobody, because I'm not on air, because I'm not a celebrity, because I'm not rich, which you should like, because I'm not a politician, which you should like, I'm not before you on TV, and I've asked, someone get me on TV. Someone get me on TV. That's the only way Americans can see me and decide if I am better than either Hillary Clinton or last night's debate was not the great debate. It was a show. It was a circus, Barnum and Bailey. Hillary Clinton couldn't defend herself and Donald Trump couldn't hit the home run. Donald Trump is a tycoon, and Hillary Clinton is a past participle of a politician. Her name, her gender, causes her to be a top. And because of the people she has brought close to her, and because the Democratic Party wants to win the presidency, and because they're pulling in lots of money, your money, we the paupers will suffer. We who are not celebrities, we who are not rich, remember who we are. We are the people, and we won't have a choice. Everyone voting for Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump, see them as the only answer to our country's needs. They haven't even spoken to our country's needs. You think the border is our country's needs? It could be handled very easily, not with a wall. What's wrong in our country? Our society is wrong. Our businesses, industries are wrong and lacking and absent. Our law enforcement is lacking. Department of Education, EPA. We have failures left and right. How did we let Snowden steal what he stole? Where's the security? There isn't any. Who can you trust? That's the question I ask you. You're going to trust Donald Trump, who has declared bankruptcy several times and who has hedged on his tax returns? And all he could say is, let Hillary Clinton release her emails. What about her speeches to Wall Street and to big banks? Who's supporting Hillary Clinton? Wall Street, big banks. And many of you who have thrown in $5 and $10 and $15 and $20 because you think she's better than Trump. Well, in a way, she isn't. And in another way, she isn't. And Trump is no better than her. You have two failed individuals going for it. And if either one, either, gets into the White House, we will be sorry as a nation. We will be slim pickings for us. And we'll be a smorgasbord, every foreign nation looking to do us harm. We learned that Mexico has tariffs on U.S. imports, but we have no corresponding tariffs on Mexican imports. Who's the brainchild of that? And when China does its manipulation of currency, where is the United States? Where is the World Bank? Where are the other nations in this world looking to trade? And the United States keeping its value of the dollar low so people can buy U.S. goods? And that just hurts our national income, our trade exchanges. No, the dollar should be strong. Either we're strong and the dollar is strong, or we are weak and the dollar is weak. Just like we prop down our dollar, we allow countries to screw around with their transaction exchange rate. You need one of us. And since no one of us has come forward, forget about Stein and this other person. Their intelligence is lacking when they don't speak to you. It's not so much Aleppo, but it's the stabbings where he said no one was hurt. That kind of stupidity, ignorance, cannot be allowed in the White House. Maybe Stein is okay. Maybe if I know her better, she is okay. But until a plus positive, plus size, but a plus positive woman seeks the presidency, don't settle on junk. I like Hillary Clinton, but she's a cagey animal, or she's a cagey person. She's smug. She doesn't come out and answer right away things that she should be speaking about. She doesn't. Why? Because she's given a pass by the media. And I don't even get a pass. I don't even get an invitation by the media. It's not that I'm somebody special. It's what I can do that is special. I can see many of you, and I could feel some of your problems because I have those same problems, because our government isn't set up right for us. Big government agencies wasting money, small government agencies not doing their job, and let me tell you something. The IRS, the Internal Revenue Service, it's not too big for its britches. It's just that it has loosened its belt and let a lot of revenue agents do the work that could be done by others in the agency. I worked in three different departments at IRS. Two of them were failures. And only someone who's worked at the bottom of IRS, who has seen the problems of the Internal Revenue Service, can ever fix the Internal Revenue Service and the IRC, the Internal Revenue Code. What Trump wants to do with larger standard deductions. There is a way of creating tax equality. And it's not just taxing the rich. Something has to be done with our corporate tax rate, but only with corporations that care, that manufacture here and not abroad, and do not pollute the environment like some companies who have leaked oil and chemical spills haphazardly. So my idea is this. You want a 16% tax rate? You want a 14% tax rate? You want a 12% tax rate? Corporate tax rate? Fine. Manufacture here. Don't give our technological advantages. China can make the Apple computer because they have the Apple specifications. Imagine that. A great large company like Apple could be mince meat in weeks. How many Chinese products are similarities to American technological products? Because people go to China because they want to make money. Rather than make our country strong and our population strong and healthy with work, they leave our country to beg for government assistance. And people that come into our country who are not citizens, who did not pay into our system, get social assistance. Well, that has to stop. Everyone receiving social assistance must be identifiable, must qualify, must be recognized, must be documented. There's a bleeding going on in our country. I love immigrants. I don't like criminal immigrants and immigrants who stay under the blankets and avoid the responsibilities of citizenship or caring for our country. Everybody in our country must care for our country. And all these football players and anyone else putting their hands up during the national anthem, I'd like to tell them, you're ignorant. You have expressed defiance against the flag. Our flag has done wonders for you. Our government has done wonders for you. Unfortunately, we have a poor justice system and law enforcement PDs that haven't done right. So, why don't you go against state flag, or why don't you protest against police departments and the U.S. Attorney General and the court systems? Run your complaints, your demonstrations outside of courts. Let people see. But no, you chose the flag. That shows your ignorance. That shows your stupidity. That shows your misguidance. You listen to one person, and right away you think, hey, I got to do something. Defiance of the flag. Usually that comes down to treason. Defiance of the flag. So you better rethink your posture. There is a place. So let me suggest this. If you're going to defy the flag with your fists up in the air, then I'm going to defy your great salary. I'm going to impose a 90% tax rate on your $20 million a year salary. Why not? $2 million tax, you keep $2 million. No one should live on $20 million a year. That is the most stupid of arrangements with guaranteed contracts. The owners of sports teams are ruining our country. And politics is ruining our country. I'm not a politician. That's why I will not ruin our country, but I can take it out of the ruins that it is currently in and that it is settling for. Because I'm not a politician, because I'm not stained, because I'm not tied to a political party, because I can look at each political party and respect the good platforms in each, it allows me to work with Republicans and Democrats. Because I'm neither a Republican or a Democrat. I haven't been a Republican and I haven't been a Democrat for, let's figure this out. When did I register? Oh, when registering, you have to choose to be a Republican or a Democrat. You're not given a choice to be independent. Oh, you don't know the atmosphere of the 70s, the late 60s. You don't know. I stopped being a Republican before I signed. And I stopped being a Democrat right before I signed. But I couldn't vote unless I had to be one or the other. That's how pilfering our system is. You can't be a regular independent person choosing the best candidate, and you can't choose me because I'm not on the ballot. What a difference it would make. So I feel sorry for all of you. I feel sorry for me because of what I can do. How many millions of Americans can I help? How many businesses can I help? I tell you the truth. There's no way that Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump are going to create 20 million jobs. There's just no way. The most reasonable estimate is 8 million jobs and a real reduction of the unemployment rate. Not what we are told that unemployment is this. I'm not on the unemployment rolls. I was off the unemployment rolls back in the 70s. Yes, back in the 70s. I've been unemployed for 30 plus years because I didn't lie, I didn't steal, I didn't cheat. I didn't sell my word or my soul, and I didn't sell my vows. I kept my vows to my wife, and I didn't accept advances and flirtation of upper management when I worked in government and when I worked in private industry. I refused that. I chose not to cheapen myself and cheat my wife and cheat my name and cheat my character and cheat my word and cheat my sensibility. That's something. I have been clean all this time. Do I lie? I lie to my parents. Mom, I didn't take that quarter. I did tell her, hey, I don't need allowance this week because I took extra money last week. I know, she said, no. I lied to my wife. I didn't buy a model. I only bought a model when I bought three. I don't get beaten up. And I told my kids there's Santa Claus, there's an Easter Bunny, and there's a Tooth Fairy. And there's all the others. There's saints, spirits, and a lot of stuff. And there's Tinkerbell. And in public, on the job, not lied, in public, I have to say that I misspoke a few days ago. I incorrectly stated how many months I had put in a request for a new credit card. I was off. My wife corrected me. Okay? I did not make that mistake again. I'm thinking. Confession is good for the soul. It's good for the American people. I'm trying to think of embellishments that I would have made. I know I've made slip of the tongues where I corrected stuff. But that's me. You want clean character, integrity, and all that good stuff in the White House? I'm the closest thing to it. Sure, Hillary Clinton has some smarts. Sure, Donald Trump has some smarts. But they have flaws. I don't have flaws. I've been honest. I've always been honest. And that has cost me in this dishonest society or the people that I've met or asked to work for in this dishonest society. How much honesty do you want? Complete honesty? Are you afraid of honesty? I think some of you should be because you're working at jobs that are disrespectful, that prey on innocent people. These phone calls that you get, hi, we'd like to offer you a free security system. Yes, these telemarketers, they need jobs. They take huge jobs because they have to feed their families. Why don't we provide individuals with good, clean jobs, honest jobs, or people that work for charities that give 10 cents for every dollar. Why must companies hire companies? Because you think that there are jobs? No. We can have charities that fully state and say, we will give 60% of our take. Or if it's a charity, everybody should be working for free. I'd run a charity. I'd also need a job to support my family. No way we allow our system of economics to continue. It is hurting us. It is hurting us in so many ways. The bleeding of money, paying money out to people who don't deserve it, keeping murderers alive when we disregard the victims' families. What will the Crutcher family receive for the merciless, brutal, freaking shooting of Terrence Crutcher and the Scott family? That Officer Vincent bullcrap, he was afraid for himself. He's behind the car. All he had to do was stay behind the car for cover. But no, he approached an individual and he prompted the individual to act accordingly and he fired. Tom President, I seek prison, life prison for Officer Vincent and general population. 2 years on the job and he didn't master the temperance of being a police officer, and no more center of mass shooting. He shot the person in the chest, killing him, and then says, oh, let's get a medic. No, no, I'm sorry. You shoot somebody in the chest, there's a 90% chance that person's going to die. You shoot a person in the leg, there's like a 10% chance the person's going to die. You shoot a person in the hand, there's like a 2% chance the person's going to die. You shoot somebody in the elbow, oh, you think the bullets are going to fly? Well, from your vantage point of aiming, you can take the hand with the gun. You can take the hand with the rake, with the knife. You can take the hand and the leg. You can take the leg. You can take the knee. Or you can simply retreat and call for more people and bring a net. You know, those Coliseum nets? You ever see people get out of those? You have a taser. A taser can also be deadly, but there's no certainty that a taser will be deadly. It's 5:51. Welcome to the last week of September. America, I'm here for you. I'm special only in what I can do for you if I'm in the White House because of all the things that have to get done that are not getting done presently. That's what I offer. That's what I promise. I promise truth, honesty, integrity, character. I will do everything I say I will do, and yes, we will have a draft. We will all serve our country, either militarily or civilly. We have to. We can't be selfish. We can't let others in a less advantaged state to carry the burdens that we resist, desist. I'm about law enforcement. I'm about good law. I'm about good taxes, good-sized government, right-sized government. Some agencies are too small, some agencies are too big. I know about agencies, government agencies. I've been familiar with two of them, possibly three. I've interacted with several. And our Congress is no, what's the word? Oh, panacea. Yeah, I'm just an average guy with average, with above average vocabulary who has forgotten a lot of his vocabulary. I'm down to earth. I'm fun loving. Today, leaving the post office, I forgot to use my peripheral vision to see a woman coming from far out of my sight, and I didn't hold the door open for her. I hold the door open for everybody. That's who I am. And if I'm president, I'm going to hold the door open for people that are coming in behind me or people coming towards me and leaving a building. I don't need people to hold the doors open for me. And Secret Service? Well, we're going to have a good Secret Service. I'm not going to ask them to take a bullet for me. They have families. Once they have, and I want to see that those who have families or want a family, that they get promoted up the chain of command and so that they can perform in safe function, safe utility. 5:54. By the time I end, it'll be 5:55. So, America, be well. See to it. I'm Kurt Clinton. I'm C2. And since I want everybody to be pleased, if I get in the White House, I ask that we
pile 120 million write-in ballots. I know it's impossible to ask. I know it's stupid to suggest, but think of it. If everybody is satisfied with me in the White House, because I will do good for everybody, except criminals, of course, and cheaters and liars and stealers, not the Pittsburgh Steelers, I will see to fair pay. I will see to fair employment. I will see to fairness and justice. I will deliver justice across the board. And I will also pick up the phone when you call the White House. From time to time, I will be picking up the phone, taking your calls. Guess what? A president you can reach and talk to. A president who's no better than you. And it will not accept the pomp and circumstance of the office. Yes, I'll be president, but just call me Kurt. It is 5:55. Good day. Please get me on TV before it's too late.